Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Karen. May I help you?
Yes. Let me give you my information. Here's an order number. It's order number 57877430001.
Name and address?
David Perez Jr. at 1207 Oneonta Avenue, Imperial Beach, California, 91932.
How can I help you?
Did somebody send this to me? Because I don't know. My birthday's next month. I don't know if somebody sent this to me or did I order this, because I do not recall ordering this at all. It's only $4.95. I don't care, but I will care if it's something that's going to happen every month.
Yes, this is a subscription. The order was originally placed back on the 22nd of February.
22nd of February? And how was that order placed? Did I do
online.
That with online?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that's going to continue on?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember ordering this at all. I'm not a Star Trek fan. I am a Star Wars fan, but I'm not a Star Trek fan. So what do we do?
You said you did not place this order or don't recall placing this order, correct?
I do not recall placing this order. Like I said, I'm not a Star Trek fan. Besides, I'm 66, going to be 67 in May. I am a Star Wars fan. That was my generation. So I don't know. Yeah, I definitely don't want to be getting this thing. I don't care about this one because it's only $4.95, but whatever it is, you said it does continue, and I don't know what that means. Does it mean it's something shipped constantly and then it's a $4.95 every month or even more than that? Or
it'll definitely be more than $4 a month. But I've canceled the account for you, and you receive the confirmation via email.
Okay, but you don't know by any chance that how I ordered this? I know it was online, but did I pay for this with a credit card? Did this happen because maybe one of my grandkids was on the iPad and could have hit one of those ads? Would that do it?
I'm not sure. Probably could, but I only saw the date the order was placed.
Okay, so we can't do any background research on this and find out anything. It's back in February 22nd,
that's
she said.
Weird. We didn't order anything.
No. No. Okay, well, then you said it's canceled, correct?
Right.
All right, then. So if I get another box from Eagle Moss, market returns to sender or give you guys another call?
You don't have to, because nothing else will be sent to you.
Okay. And you got my email to send it to, right?
We have a cox.net email.
Right. Is it DJPJR at cox.net?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is crazy, almost spooky. Because I'm trying to figure out, what the heck is this box?
Right.
Wow. Right. And if you guys sent me any emails by any chance that I can go look on my computer back in February, did I ever receive any kind of an email confirmation from you about this?
Yes, and there's also tracking sent when the order was mailed out.
Let me look at my thing real quick here, and I'm going to go back. And would it be, say, Eagle Moss on the email or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go down here. I just put them in alphabetical order, so I'm looking for the E's. And I do. Look at that. There's Eagle Moss. There's three Eagle. One says, what the heck is this? Eagle Moss Madness starts in whatever that means. Wow, that's crazy. That's basketball. I'm not into basketball. And then there's another one here that says, new releases, pre-order Eagle Moss. Look at all this stuff. Oh, my gosh. Pictures of Star Trek, Statue of Liberty, doll thingies.
Mm-hmm.
Statues. And where's one more here? It's your lucky day. It's, Batman, Wonder Woman. Oh, this is crazy. No, it's not me. This is not me. I don't know how that happened. Okay, so you're going to cancel it, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm going to have to speak to kids and grandkids and find out what's going on with this.
No problem. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss and the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.